Well, it hasn't been an easy 2020 yet, has it? It's been 5 months of, well, trouble. And the mind is easily occupied with all sorts of temporal things. Sometimes it's necessary, and other times we borrow a little worry about this or the other thing that may or may not happen. But it's this whole year we've been struggling to keep to the church's, well, what she wants for her children. So let's get at it. We missed all of Easter. Do you remember what St. Paul said at Easter, on Easter Sunday? Si consorexistis cum Christo. I always love that Latin phrase. It means, if you be risen with Christ, mind the things that are above, not the things that are of the earth. Well, we probably missed it with all that the media has thrown at us lately. But for this 1 hour this evening, let's turn away from all of that and leave behind the world and look to Christ and all of the events that took place on this day, the feast of our Lord's Ascension. What went on after our Lord, or rather between the space, the time of our Lord's resurrection and his ascension? They say that Our Lady spent most of that time, those 40 days, in the cenacle, in quiet solitude. And here, our Lord frequently appeared to her and spoke to her, and she spent the rest of the time in prayer. And it is said, too, in some of the private revelation, that the angels would come and they would alternate verses of hymns that praised our Lord. They would alternate these verses with Our Lady. But she also, during this time, prayed and fasted for all of the apostles and for the spread of the church just established by her divine Son. That's how she spent those 40 days. And just days before the ascension of our Lord into heaven, Christ appeared to her once more. The Blessed Trinity, some in private revelation says, the Blessed Trinity appeared to her, and each person gave to her something special. But when our Lord appeared, he said to her, Mother, I go to my Father, and I leave you in my stead, and I charge you with the care of my church, and I command all of its children and my brethren to you. Then the Blessed Trinity said to all the angels and saints, this is the protectress, pointing to Our Lady, this is the protectress of the church and the intercessor of the faithful. Whoever shall call upon her from his heart and obtain her intercession shall secure for himself eternal life. That is what they said on that day. Our Lady, though, hearing herself praised, you know how she always was. When you look at the Magnificat and the Holy Ghost was praising her, she uttered that beautiful Magnificat, a hymn of her great humility. And whenever she was praised, she humbled herself. On this occasion, it was no different. She humbled herself, and then, bowing low, she offered herself to serve God in the needs of the church. And from that day, do you know what she became? Our Lady became the spiritual mother of Holy Mother Church, and the spiritual member of all of it, mother of all of the church's members until the end of the world. Now that's a beautiful thought. On the evening before the ascension, the holy women, you remember them from the Passion, in the way of the cross, following our Lord. Well, they're still with him. On the evening before the ascension, these holy women got together with our Lady, and they prepared a festive meal. And our Lady was the only one who knew this would be our Lord's last day on earth. And so they had a festive meal for all the disciples who were assembled at the cenacle. And after the meal, our Lord turned to all of his followers and said to them, "Now you must be teachers of the faith, because I go to my Father now. But I leave you my mother as your protectress and your consoler. Listen to her. Obey her in all things." And then he turned to Peter and said, "As supreme head of my church, you will have Peter, who is my vicar, and you will obey him as the chief high priest." And early the next morning, they all left the cenacle in a sort of final procession, our Lord heading it all, and all of us, Our Lady and the holy women, the disciples and apostles following, 120 some in number, and they walked in this beautiful procession, slowly, in a very dignified manner, until they came to the top of the Mount of Olives. It's significant that this is the place from where he ascended into heaven. It is also the place where he began his passion. And he did that. He chose this as a starting place for both of those to show us that the path to glory is the path of the Holy Cross. And never did he want us to forget it. And when he came to the top, he stood on a flat rock that was there, and he blessed everyone, as is mentioned even in sacred scripture. And then he spread out his hands, it is said, and looked heavenwards. And a brilliant, multicolored light shone upon him, and slowly he began to ascend into the air by his own divine power. And he left his footprints, actually, on the rock on which he stood. And you can actually still see that to this very day. It is a beautiful relic over in the Holy Lands. But he rose, the mystics tell us, higher and higher, and his wounds glowed brilliantly, for he would show them to his eternal Father to plead for our souls. And his figure, as they were watching him, became smaller and more distant, so that it could hardly be seen, and at last, well, finally, a cloud took him out of their sight. You can imagine now, the apostles, they're still staring, looking up into the sky, in just complete amazement and in silence. But suddenly, they hear a very loud and a very clear voice. And they turn, and there are two angels in the form of two young men, dressed all in white with staffs in their hands. And they say to all of the disciples, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here still?" As if to say, you've got your work to do. Our Lord wants you to spread his faith to the whole world. But then the angels disappeared, and quietly everyone returned to the city. And later that day, they say that all the disciples, along with Our Lady and the apostles, they assembled once more in the cenacle. That was their meeting place for prayer. It was their little church. And as they knelt down for prayer, they couldn't help but feel troubled. And they missed our Lord, course, and they looked at one another almost helplessly. You know what happened next? They caught eyes with Our Lady, and then they remembered what our Lord had told them before he ascended to heaven, that she is your mother. I leave her for you to console you and to be with you and to help you through everything. And so the rest of the evening, they sat quietly with Our Lady and did their prayers fearlessly. So with all of this beautiful scene in mind, why don't you do the same? Turn away from the worldly things, the things that have been bothering you. Remember that our Lord gave His Blessed Mother to all the children of the church, to the end of the world, to be your special protectress and your consoler. So remember through all the events of today that Our Lady is truly your mother, and you are truly her child. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.